Today, boy, I enjoy that song. Amen. I like that song. I heard one time said, we get all of this in heaven too. Amen. Isn't that just great, living for the Lord? We get all of this. Amen. The goodness of God. Amen. All the good things there are, but living with the Lord and for the Lord. And then when it's all said, we get to go to heaven. Amen. Appreciate the kind words, Brother Steve. I just wish most of them were true. Amen. And I appreciate Brother Steve's friendship and Sister Moore and their work and their lives. And the last few years, the friendship we've made and the friends here. This is our third year to preach here for July the 4th. And just go ahead and tell you, I really don't have one of those July the 4th messages. And I hate to disappoint you. And I'm glad Brother Bruce went on and amen, talked along those lines. It was great. But I do have something on my heart. Appreciate this church. I've been a pastor for 13 years, and it's impossible. It's impossible, amen, to have a church by yourself. Amen. It's not a one-man show. And I know you know that. But I just want you to let you know that we appreciate you, along with your pastor, and all the great work that y'all do behind the scenes this week, all that'll be done. You'll not get named or recognized, but isn't that just the way it is? Amen. And so we're going to omit our singing, and because it's already 11:30. And so we appreciate my wife. 27 years we've been married, and she's a gracious woman to live with me that long. Amen. And the Lord's blessed us so much, and good to have my daughter-in-law. And we miss BJ. He's flying in tonight from Montana, been up there doing some work. And then it's good to have some of our church folks with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a good life to live. I taught my kids that when they were growing up about the church that I just knew it. I just know it had to. It had to get a little smelly in the ark.
Amen.
Yeah. I just knew it did. Amen. But it was the best place to be.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. As long as we're humans, as long as there's humans in the church, there's going to be problems. Amen. But I can tell you, it's still the best place to be. Amen. They knocked on the windows and they knocked on the doors and they said, Noah, we'll sin no more. Noah said, sorry, my friend, God's got the key, and you can't get in. Listen to it rain. Listen to it rain. Amen. I'm glad to be a part of the church. Amen. I don't have no complaints. I don't have nothing to gripe about this morning. Amen. It's not easy, but it's possible. Amen. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Want to help you this morning, and appreciate, again, the invitation so much, Brother Moore. And if you turn with me in your Bibles to St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, I appreciate our elders here on the front, Brother Moore and Brother Rich. And I knew Brother Rich before he knew me. But see, that's the way it is when you're big time, see. Amen. I'm just kidding. I appreciate you, brother. Appreciate your humility. Amen. And I want to help us this morning, if the Lord will help me. Amen. In St. John chapter 20, verse 24 through 29. Verses 24 through 29. But Thomas, one of the 12, calling Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas, being shut with them, came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, believest thou, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, yet have believed. I'm misreading a little bit there because I'm trying to get used to these glasses. The Lord's helping me. Amen. I want to preach this morning, if the Lord will help me, on the scars that show. Amen. The scars that show. Amen. Would you stretch your hand toward heaven and pray with me? And for me, Father, I thank you for this good church, this good pastor and his wife. Thank you for the good Holy Ghost and the Savior that you are, Lord. I ask you to help me be a good preacher now for your people. And bless, God, and honor your word. Anoint us, God, for your glory. Help me to give a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Move around our altars. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. I'd like to preach on scars that show. I got one of my young friends here tonight from our church. I've only preached this one other time. The other day, an elder preacher in the Holiness Movement, 60-something years old, before he got up to preach, he looked over at his preacher and said, 53. Amen. That was his 53rd time to preach that message. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, amen, this is only my second. You know, when I've learned something, when you go preach for folks, it's good that you preach something that you preach a bunch of times because you seem like you're a lot better at it. Amen. But I've only preached this twice, so Brother David Ray likes this thought, and he's been making fun of me about it, about scars. When I was a young boy, I'm kind of like that one guy. He said he never lost a fight. He said he only lost one fight, and he said he wouldn't have lost it if he wouldn't slipped down. Amen. Well, I wasn't that away. Before I got saved, I liked to fight. Amen. It didn't matter how big they were. I just figured they couldn't eat me. Amen. All they had to do was whip me. And I'm not boasting, but the Lord changed my heart. Amen. A lot, but it didn't really matter. But I was picking on my little sister one day. And she had a little friend over. She was about as big as this ink pen right here, this little girl that was over. And I had a fever blister at the time on this lip right here. And she jumped up on the couch. I was going to, push them around, Brother Moore, and fight them. And you know how young folks do. And she jumped up on that couch and peek-a-packa. Amen. She hit me in my fever blister. Amen. And cut that fever blister, cut my lip open just as big. Amen. And left me a big old scar. Somebody said the other day, said, I've been wanting to ask Brother Barry what that scar was all about. Amen. On his lip. Amen. I was ashamed to tell him, but a little old skinny girl beat me up that day. Amen. Scars. Amen. We have them, don't we, church? Amen. We sure do. I remember in Hebrews past, you've heard a lot of preachers make reference to this love slave, how that he'd take that and hew that ear and make that mark in that ear because he loved his master and he loved the life he was living and he was loyal to him. And how that we have come to know a lot about the word earmark. The earmarks of the church, the earmarks of certain industries, the earmarks of a carpenter or whatever the trade may be. But that is the recognition. That scar there would recognize him that he was a slave, a servant to his master, and he was loyal. Amen. And I believe today that there's lots of times that we don't understand scars. In our lives, we don't understand their meaning, much like Philippians chapter 1 verse 12 says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that the things that have fallen out to me or have happened to me have fallen out for the furtherance of the gospel. Yeah. Amen. That all in the palace may have boldness. We don't understand the deep secrets and amen of scars. Amen. When they show especially. Amen. And I'm reminded, Brother Rich, of the story of Joseph
in Psalms of chapter 105, when the Bible said the word of the Lord tried him and they laid him in iron. There's no doubt that probably in his time from the pit to the prison to the palace, Brother Brent, that he accumulated some scars in his life. Oh, yes, he did. He did not understand what it seemed like the devil had meant for evil, that God had turned for good. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, there are bad things that happen to good people. There are people that get scarred. Amen. I'd like to help you here this morning. Just got a little time to preach. Amen. I believe that this is the way it is. Amen. I believe when Joseph reached up and, amen, with those keys and unlocked that silo. Oh, hallelujah to God. That those brothers looked at those scars. Amen. As his sleeve pulled up. Amen. And looked at the scars on his wrist. They didn't know what he had been through. Amen. For them. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Lots of times what is done by man is a direct for man. Oh, hallelujah to God. Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. Some of the most used people I know that God's ever used are those that have scars. Now, I don't believe that God authors those. Amen. I want to be careful here this morning that the greatest testimony there are those that are still in the house of God, that's not been out in the world, that's not been trampled by sin. Oh, hallelujah to God. But I can tell you here tonight that God is in the business of using our scars. Oh, hallelujah. I said, God is in the business of using our scars. I know people with nervous conditions, emotional conditions, physical conditions, psychological conditions, scarred by their past, scarred. Amen. We knew a 13-year-old girl, amen, when we were evangelizing, that had been abused by her father, been abused by her grandfather. Amen. All three of them, in fact. And they are in prison today, spending years. Amen. You know, we think about, amen, things. We had a little boy coming out of church, Samuel. He was 5 years old when he first did crack. His daddy's taught him how to steal because he would be such an undercover, amen, thief. Amen. They never thought, but at 5 years old, he was smoking crack and, amen, thieving and stealing. Amen. God allowed him to come, and he's been to count, brother Steve. Amen. You think about people's lives like that. Are scarred, and you wonder, you know, what can God do? What can God get out of that? Amen. If I'm ever scarred in my life, could God ever use me again? Amen. Can I tell you, you'd be surprised the people, amen, that God are using tonight, today, amen, that are scarred by some situation that they have no responsibility of. Amen. Come on. Hey, oh, hallelujah to God. I know, amen, some of the most sensitive, you know, talk about another 13-year-old that was abused by her father. Amen. When you get around her, amen, she's one of the most sensitive ladies that you know. Amen. She can feel. Amen. While sometimes we're complacent and calloused and in our own little world. Amen. Come on. There is a way of things happening in our life to make us a better person. Amen. To make us more sensitive and to feel. Amen. People's needs. Oh, hallelujah to God. So when I see a little 5-year-old boy, amen, like that sitting on the pew, amen, my heart goes and can't never forget about little Samuel running the aisles in our church. Amen, hallelujah. And me planting a seed in his heart. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. I'm dead. He was rough. Amen. Did nothing but fight. One night, the Holy Ghost got to moving, and one of the sisters got to shouting. One of the little girls got to shouting. And Samuel was shouting, and she bumped into Samuel, kind of knocked him down. He just turned around and poof. Amen. It wasn't real funny then, but it's funny now. But that's all Samuel knew. Amen. One day the neighbor's cats got to missing. And they were not really friendly neighbors. Amen. We're still trying to make friends with them. Bless God. Amen. And I tell you, I don't know where that cat disappeared. I can just imagine. Amen. Samuel got a hold of it. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Scars that show, that scars on Samuel's life, they're going to be there forever. They're going to be there forever. You hear me tonight? Amen. Now, we got a lady in our church whose husband was hooked on drugs, didn't find out till that she was married. They were married. The marriage deteriorated. Amen. God saved her and helped her. Amen. She still comes to church. I know that there's scars there. He would come down and break in the house and steal the piggy bank. Amen. Steal the weed eater. Amen. Pawn the car. Amen. Got so demon possessed one day, came down through the return at duck. Squeezed through there. The devil, he can just get anywhere. Amen. Came down through the return there and got inside the house, stole the camera, pawned it. Amen. Come on here now, church. Amen. There's a lot of people that are scarred. Amen. That God can use. Amen. Every service, she never misses a service. Amen. You probably know people like that. Amen. You may be like that this morning. Amen. It seemed like the world, amen, has a way of scarring your people, has a way of scarring your life. Amen. Hurt and rejection and pain and the things that you didn't ask for. And I'm here tonight to tell you, amen, I've come all the way from Louisiana to tell you, amen, that those scars, amen, God can use. Amen. Come on here now, church. God can use them scars. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I know a young man who got saved in a church and God called him to preach. And the church that he got saved in was a real country church. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're so country, they didn't believe in taking baths or anything. And they didn't hardly believe in air conditioning. They were so sanctified, they didn't believe in air conditions. And you talk about sanctification, cuz. Amen. Hallelujah. And sloppy and late and lousy and you know, just that kind of a church. Y'all know any like that? Don't raise your hand. Amen. The little guy got on fire for God, got saved from drugs and alcohol and everything else that's probably not edifying, and got called to preach and come and sit on the front pew, come early, leave late, testified, God called him to preach. Amen. Got the preaching. Amen. The preacher was always late and lazy and smelt on top of that. Amen. They got to wanting to hear the young preacher preach more than the pastor, and that don't work real good. Amen. Jealousy got in the pulpit. Amen. Things started being thrown at the young man. Amen. I can tell you, he left that church, went to another church, got married, raised some kids. Amen. That church got worldly, had to leave that church. Amen. Break off from that fellowship. Amen. And join the homeless movement. Amen. I'm that preacher tonight that I'm talking about. Amen. Let me tell you something. I'm standing up here and I can tell you all about jealousy. Amen. Hear me tonight. I can tell you all about a lot of things. Amen. This went down in my life. I've got a lot of scars. Amen. And I tell you, friend, I come to show them to you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah to God. It don't matter, amen, how scarred you are. If you'll let God get a hold of your life, he'll heal those scars. He'll heal those wounds. He'll make a man of God out of you. Oh, hell yes, he will. He'll make a man of God out of you. Oh, great God. Amen. You know what was bigger? You know what's bigger than the javelin in Saul's heart? Was that jealousy in his, amen, in his hand. Bigger than that javelin was in his hand. See, it's all right for a preacher to misspeak as long as he don't say nothing crazy. Amen. Bigger than that javelin in his hand was that jealousy that was in his heart, because it's crueler than the grave. Jealousy can scar people's lives. Amen. Let me tell you something, and I'm not your pastor, but let me just tell you this right here. There will always be somebody better than you. There's a better trim carpet than you, Brother Moore. Yeah. Amen. That's my friend. I can say that. Amen. There will always be a better somebody than you, better singer, better preacher. They can articulate, amen, literate, amen, they can get it out, never misspeak. They can always be somebody out sing you. They're going to shout more when they sing than you sing. Okay, amen. God, maybe they've been paying the price. You pray in secret, he rewards you openly. Amen. Come on, there'll always be somebody better than you. Oh, hallelujah. And David said, if it had been my enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. But it was mine equal. Oh, hallelujah, that I took sweet counsel. Amen. Went to the house of God. Amen. Let me tell you, some of the deepest scars, amen, comes from right in our own church family. Amen. From our own kin. From our own parents. Come on here now, church. I'm telling you, I've had folks gripe about their parents. Amen. Kids gripe about their mom and dad. Amen. I tell you, my dad was at a casino last Sunday night. I'm up preaching the gospel, trying to win the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. I ain't got no bitterness, amen, against my dad. I ate lunch with him Tuesday. I love him like my own soul. Hallelujah to God. You hear me tonight, church? I'm not scarred, amen, by my parents. Amen. You don't have to be scarred by jealousy. You don't have to be scarred by rejection. You don't have to let this world ruin you. Amen. You don't have no love for them. Amen. Come on. Amen. John chapter 1. Amen. Verse 10 said he came into the world and the world knew him not. They didn't want him. Amen. He came to his own and they received him not. But as many as received him, give them power to become the sons of God. As many as believed upon his name. Oh, great God. Jealousy is a reality. Pain is a reality. Rejection is a reality. God's not so much concerned about what the reality of what we face. He's more concerned about the reaction. You remember when Jesus came and, amen, the Bible says that the Samaritans rejected him? Peter, James, and the Lord's brother John said, or James said, you know, let us call fire down from heaven. He's going to burn them all up like a bunch of crispy critters. Amen. What kind of spirit is that? Going to burn the whole bunch of them up just for Jesus never made reference. He never turned and looked at, he never uttered one word about that rejection. He looked at that church. Amen. He was going to pour his spirit out. He was going to forge a vessel. Amen. To pour, amen, from the throne to the church. Amen. To the world. That's God's plan. And God was trying to get a church ready. Hallelujah to God. To fill that church with the Holy Ghost. Amen. To push it out in the world. And he says, you don't know what spirit you of. Oh, great God. Oh, Lord. Amen. A lot of times our wounds is because of the spirit we get when we face the reality. It's just real, church. It's real. Amen. I know, I'm just going to tell you here, right here, because you're my friends. But our church is under attack. Brother Don, Rich, our church has been under assault of hell. Amen. And my biggest problem ain't out there. It's been right in the church. Amen. Let me tell you something. The devil will use you if you'll let him. Amen. You don't have to. Oh, glory to God. I'm not preaching demon possession. I'm just telling you that the flesh is the vehicle of the devil. You walk in the flesh, you are a vehicle of Satan. Amen. And his attributes. Maybe not in spirit, amen, but or in possession, but you are, amen. Come on, wherever that flesh is being and operated, the devil's being. Come on, friend. Amen. And so we've been in the biggest battle of our lives. I mean, the biggest. I'm 47 years old, and I'm fighting with everything that's within me. I ain't got no sad tales. I'm not discouraged. I'm not wanting to backslide. I'm not down on the church. I'm not wanting to resign. Amen. I'm just telling you, I'm in a battle of my life. Amen. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, you tell them I'm saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, and I'm fighting for my life. Hallelujah to God. But I refuse, amen, to let people wound my spirit. Amen. I refuse to let people put scars on me. Amen. Come on here now, church. You don't have to let the world wound you. Amen. You don't have to let the world scar you. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. The other day I was riding down the road, right in the midst of this trial, Brother Moore, and a guy called me at 2,200 miles away. He said, Brother Gautreau. I said, yes, sir. He said, I know you don't know me. He said, but I had to call someone to get your number. Amen. He said, God laid me on your heart. Amen. I don't know him. I wouldn't know him if he was here this morning. But he said, God laid me on your heart to pray for you and told me you was in the biggest battle of your life. I'm going to tell you, friend, you can shake your head, but you know it's true. When it seems like there's no way out, God always comes through. He'll help us in the midst of our scars and our wounds. You know this here, the Bible says in Zechariah 13:6, making reference, some say to the Lord, that what are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those which I was wounded in the house of my friends. This word wound here is the same reference that we get from the Jesus when he said, look at the prints in my hand. Amen. Show me the scars. Show me the wounds. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Looking up the meaning here, it gave the idea of repeated blows. Amen. Let me tell you something. Much like a hammer, when it hits the die to make its mark into the steel. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. A cut that made a precision cut by a doctor. Amen. Can be done so skillfully. Amen. But when you drive nails, amen, in the man's hand. Amen. And things are driven into our lives and forced into our lives. Amen. They leave wounds and scars. Amen. I got a little nephew that had a brain tumor. And they cut him right here all the way around. You can't hardly even see the scar. Amen. Because it's not a wound. Amen. Come on. It was not some repeated blow. I'm going to tell you, the church of the Lord Jesus, amen, has been suffering violence. Let the violent take it by force. Amen. Come on here, church. If you live godly in this present world, you're going to suffer persecution. I'm telling you here tonight, church, I believe that the church is going to heaven. Amen. When we get there, amen, it's going to be a scarred, amen, wounded church. Amen, but all when the saints start gathering in, oh glory to God, what a day that's going to be when all the scarred servants of God. Help me right here, Lord. Amen. Repeated blows. Oh, hallelujah to God. You know, words can wound you. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, they say, will never hurt us. I don't believe that. No. Words can wound you. I've said some things that I'd like to take back. Have you? Yeah. Sure. Amen. You know, the Lord was the only one that never had to apologize. He said, who can find anything in me? Huh? Who can find anything in me? He said, and I forget the scripture there, but nobody. He said, I never had to apologize. Amen. But we're not that. We're human. Amen. And we live in a real world. I'm trying to make this fit in the real world this morning. We are in a real world. Amen. Where people hate God. Amen. Come on here, church, and they hate holiness. Oh, glory to God Almighty. But I'm telling you here today, amen, no matter how the devil has tried to scar your life, amen, it does not matter. Amen. You can show those scars today. Amen. You don't have to do it out of volunteer, but I can tell you this, someone's seeing those scars. Amen. Oh, hallelujah to God. Just seeing those scars. What was done by man is for man. Remember the man on the Jericho road? The Bible said he went down from Jerusalem. You know, that's the first thing right there when you go down from Jerusalem. He went down from Jerusalem. We're supposed to be going up to Jerusalem, but people are every day going down. Amen. Yes, sir. I got a brother that's been on crack cocaine for some time. Lost his family. He's 2 years younger than me, and he looks about 10 years older than me. You could put everything he owns in a little Walmart bag. Amen. But the other day, I told him I loved him, and I watched his heart begin to melt. He's been working with us the last few days around a church, remodeling, putting new carpet and different things. Amen. He's been coming around the church for a few services. Amen. Oh, the direction that people can go. I remember when he used to go to church. I remember when he used to bring his kids to church. I remember when he used to get up and sing. Amen. But he's not in the house of God today. Listen, that guy that was on the Jericho Road, We see the direction that he went, but we see the disaster that he met. Let me tell you something. People that go out of the church, people that turn sour on holiness, people that get bitter and don't know how to react to rejection and jealousy and problems in the church. Come on, church. That they don't realize that the direction that they take is nothing but disaster. Amen. Nothing but disaster. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just preaching this the second time. I'm gonna get better at this message. There's a lot of wounded people like this guy that fell among the thieves. John 10:10 said that he's the thief that cometh to steal and kill and destroy. The Bible said they wounded him, leaving him half dead. I tried to imagine the feeling, Brother Rich, of life going out of me. I love life. See that little boy? It reminds me of my grandson. He's pretty hyper, ain't he? I could tell. He reminds me of my grandson. Hallelujah to God. I can't realize. I love life. My grandkids, my wife, my church, my friends. And life's leaving him. He's half dead. Imagine the wounds. The Bible said he was wounded, so that means there were repeated blows upon his life. In the generation, that this is where I want to preach, and I'm not going to preach long right here. This is where I want to get to. That we're dealing with people that have been wounded. Now, I'll be honest with you, and y'all know me enough, I believe now, to know I wouldn't be boasting right here. But I believe, Brother Steve. Amen. What he can't fix, you'll probably forget anyway. So, I'm just kidding. Pinch that right there. Pinch it. Pinch it. Pinch it hard. I consider myself pretty tough. I come up, like I said, rough and tough. Amen. And when I first got saved and started preaching, I thought everybody ought to have been tough as me. But I found out that they're not. Everybody's not as physically tough as you, emotionally tough, psychologically as tough as we are. People don't have. You know what I have a problem sometimes with preachers' kids? They get real arrogant. Amen. You know why? And I'm not down on none of you PKs. I'm just telling you. I raised two. Amen. Because they don't realize, and you don't realize where people are coming from. I lost y'all right here. It's 12 o'clock. Y'all ready to go? Preachers' kids have to be careful. And I'm not saying that for no reason, but just saying it. Amen. That because we don't realize people are raised in environments and atmospheres different than we are. See, I come up on the rough side of life. And when I got saved in a 5-week revival and just thrust out there, Brother Rich, and just I got saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, and it just all happening. Man, in a few years I'm preaching and it's just right there. But it ain't always like that with everybody. Everybody don't have a good life. Everybody didn't make it. Everybody don't make it like you and I make it, church. Hey man, some people trip. And they stumble. And they get wounded. Amen. We got a little lady. You know, and I want you to understand. Don't misjudge me here this morning. Amen. And I'm not trying to beat y'all up or, you know, put y'all in some category here that I'm not in. I'm just telling you. I pioneered my church. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't have no good families. So y'all see where I'm coming from? I'm all right? Everybody that comes that I got were scarred, wounded, broken, bruised, and battered. Amen. And I wondered many times why God put me there, but I remembered, amen, I remember my scars and I remember my wounds. And God's got the right preacher at the right church. For the right people and the right community. Just like he does here. Brother Moore couldn't work in Pine Prairie. I can't work here. Amen. That don't make me any less and you any less. Amen. But I can tell you what we can all do. There's a world out there. You hear me? Who is my friend, Jesus said? I'm going to tell you, there's a whole world out there that could be your friend. Not the friend like James 4:4 that makes us the enemy of the world, but a friend that can reach out to the wounded. Amen. Am I helping you here this morning?
Yes,
amen. That's why when little Nikki came in a few Sundays ago, she's been abused. She's confused. She comes to church in pants. Amen. She comes to pants with painted up. Amen. But she just got out of a facility. And when she was in a facility about 40 miles away, someone in that prison mentioned my name because we had done prison ministry. Amen. She said, I know him. She said, well, he's from Pine Prairie, Louisiana. He said, well, that's where I'm from. I'm going back to that church. Amen. She shows up in the church and I preach on these scars. I preach a little different than I'm preaching here, I guess, but it doesn't matter. God, and listen, I see Nikki out there and I see someone that just not like me. He's not like you, church. Amen. Scarred, abused, confused. Amen. Don't know. Just been hurt. And the direction that she's went, the disaster that she's met. Amen. But here's my last point. Amen. The deliverance. Amen. That she can find. Amen. Hear me tonight. That preacher preaching for you tonight. Amen. If you'd have knew him. Amen. If you'd have seen him before and after. Amen. But when he came into the church, brother Moore. Amen. I just poured in some oil. And I poured in some wine. Mary. It's almost torn apart. Amen. A life on a downhill skid. Amen. I can tell you, friend, they're going to come. They're on your job. Amen. They're in your family. Amen. And if they come to your church, reach out to them. Hey, 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 come on. Reach out to them. Amen. Show them your scars. Amen. Say, look what the Lord's did for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
You know what saddens my heart about this, Brother Rich? Amen, that it was the Jews that passed him by. Do you feel like I'm beating y'all up this morning? And here come this mixed breed, whom the Syrian king had sent his men down there to defile their blood. It was deliberately done to defile the Jews' blood, and came out a mixed breed. Amen. Come on here. A bloodline that had been defiled. Oh, praise the Lord. I can tell you what. I believe with all my heart. Amen. He was scarred. This guy that he looked at them wounds. He said, you know what? I know what those wounds are about. I remember going to school. Amen. Down at the Jewish club and they would make fun of me. Amen. I remember going down there and they could making fun and calling me half breed. I'm done. I promise you. Had a couple come one time church, and he was a black guy, and he came to church, and his name was Stanley. And Stanley came and prayed, and the Lord helped him, and I found out he had a wife. Y'all know where I'm going. And there they came, right up in the church. What you gonna do with that, huh? Got saved, got all that happened before they got saved. Lady came to my house and wanted to argue about them being in the church and different things. He could sing real good, and we let him sing. And messed it all up, didn't I? It was going good to right here. I just pushed the Bible over to her and said, you show me, and I'll preach it. I'm not condoning that. Listen, y'all understand me? Y'all know me enough to know? But I want to tell you that's what came in the door. And I prayed about it, and God said, you don't mistreat them folks. You don't be ugly to those folks, or curse your church.
I love
them. Amen. They didn't stay. Amen. That most time folks like that got a church they fit in somewhere. I don't know. But it wasn't because we didn't make them feel welcome. Amen. Come on here now, church. Amen. Am I doing all right here? I'm telling you, friend. Amen. There's people out there that are wounded. And they can't do nothing about it. But we can. In closing right here, the Bible said he came to where he was. He bound up his wounds. set him on his beast, poured in the oil and the wine, and took him to the hospital. Took him to the nearest inn and paid his bill. Amen. You have some scars this morning, church. Those scars can be a benefit to you. Let's stand right here. I don't feel like I helped you. I don't want to be that Jew that passes that wounded soul up. Come on, Sister Carrie. Every time Stanley comes by, they come by and visit, you know, from somewhere. Brother Steve, they love me. What's wrong with people loving you? You ain't got to go around people not liking you. You got enough of those to start with. Amen. People that are broken and their lives in the shape that they're in. You know somebody right now that they're so wounded and so scarred. You say, I don't know where they're at. Amen. But I know one that does. Somebody said the only thing that's going to be man-made in heaven is the scars of Jesus' hands. And I submit to you this morning a nail-scarred hand of Christ Jesus. Amen. Thomas said, till I see those scars. You know, we were all scarred by sin and had to be saved, maybe not to the degree as everyone else or someone else. But we know what it is to be saved and sanctified. We bow our heads right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch our hearts, move in this altar service. I tried to preach it as fast as I could, God. Lord, maybe there's one here this morning, overwhelmed. Their nerves, their emotions, their physical, their mental. Scarred, Lord, like so many people we know. And I ask you to reach down to where they are. Lay your hand upon them. Help us to see a world that's scarred, the Samuels, the Nickies. God, in our own family. God, I ask you to save my brother. I ask you to bring him to the foot of the cross. Scarred by drugs and alcohol and a sensual lifestyle. But God, I know you can touch a man that's wounded. Because you touch me many, many times. I stand before this church, God, with scars. Hallelujah to God. But I'm glad I'm still here because somebody poured in the oil and the wine in my life. Thank you for the wholeness movement. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for this church. I believe you to help us right here in this altar service. In Jesus' name. Could we come and gather around these altars and just for a few minutes pray? Come on, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your wife, a son, a daughter. Maybe it's one of your coworkers. Maybe it's your mom or your dad. Maybe you know some preacher that's wounded. Some Christian that's wounded.
All the hidden broken parts, let him take.
Don't let me pass them by.
His arms.
Don't let me pass them by.
He will heal your wounds and scars.
Don't let me pass them by, Lord.
Jesus knows just where you are. And my God knows.
He cares.
He cares. Where you are, He's right there. He sees your heart, all the hidden broken parts, let him take you in his arms.
Oh God,
he will heal your wounds and scars. Oh, Jesus knows just where you are, and my God knows. He cares where you are. He's right there. He sees your heart, all the hidden broken parts. Let him take you in his arms. He will heal your wounds and scars. For Jesus knows just where you are. Oh, I have walked the road you now travel on. I know just how a broken heart can feel. You've been wounded by someone that you counted as a friend. Oh, it hurts so deep, it seems the time won't end. Oh, you may be in a lonely place, but he's just a prayer away. So let me say, my God knows, he cares where you are. He's right there, he sees your heart. All the hidden broken parts, let him take you in his arms. He will heal your wounds and scars. Jesus knows just where you are. And my God knows, he cares where you are. He's right there, he sees your heart. All the hidden broken parts, let him take you in his arms. He will heal your wounds and scars. My Jesus knows just where you are. Oh, you now travel on. I know just how a broken heart can feel. Just when you feel that no one cares, you feel his gentle hand. The loving touch will make you whole again. Oh, it may be a lonely place, but he's just a prayer away. Oh, so let me say, my God knows, he cares where you are. He's right there, he sees your heart. All the hidden broken parts, let him take you in his arms. He will heal your wounds and scars. Oh, Jesus knows just where you are. Oh, and my God knows, he cares where you are. He's right there, he sees your heart. All the hidden broken parts, let him take you in his arms. He will heal your wounds and scars. My Jesus knows just where you are. Thank you. Got a work only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh no, God's not through with you. Oh, and God's not through with you. For he's got a work only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh no, God's not through with you. Oh friend, God's not through with you. He's got a work only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh no, God's not through with you. You might be looking failure in the eye. Sure you wanna give up. You've lost the will to try. And everything you planned has come apart. Oh, you're through, it's starting over. You're running out of heart. But God's not with you. Oh, he's got a work only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh no, God's not through with you.